Then, believe it or not, I ended up being a part of the Black Panthers here in Tulsa with Wilbur Brown, which just about drove both of them crazy.
What did you feel about that?
You know what?
I kept it a secret.
We were not aware.
Until I came home and told
don't
them.
Don't ever say what your kids won't do.
Exactly.
Because you don't know if they are not in your sight. You don't know what they are doing. You just don't know what they did. Never dreamed that she would be doing anything like that. Never. Nuh-uh. But you see, this is how this kind of thing affects people. If you're not careful, you could be.
I was so angry.
Bitter. You know, she was so bitter after
all
having.
White. My mother then kept telling me, you're doing the same thing that you accuse whites. You know, when whites say, all black people are lazy, all black people are steal. I was just so angry. But if I hadn't had the foundation, I don't know where I would have ended up. Because I was trying to get where Angela Davis was in the Black Panthers in San Francisco. And I was just going to be part of a revolution, get killed.
And what caused you to change?
She woke up and realized.
Well, we had no agenda. And we went on Greenwood where the prostitutes used to. We were going to protect the prostitutes from the police. Hey, okay.
That's what I mean.
We had talked revolution, but I had never been around guns. So when the police came, we were on Orchard Greenwood. The guys handed the women the guns. And the police never checked us. Never. Never checked the girls. They were busy with the guys. It was a German Luger gun. I didn't know anything about guns, but they told me. And I put it in my pocket. When the police left, I was so scared. And all I was thinking about was Daddy. God, if Daddy called, because he always said, go to jail, get in trouble, do not call.
Don't call me.
And he meant it. We knew he meant it. And I knew I had gone a bridge too far.
Yeah. I think.
And when the police left, I handed the gun back to him. And I said, you know what? I'm finished. I looked around. None of them had gone to college. I was the only one in college. And I thought, my daddy's worked two jobs, cleaning up, working at the post office. And it just snapped. That incident snapped. But what also helped me then is I met Bernard, and he was into politics, the more establishment. And I had to tone down a whole bunch of my anger. Even though I still was pretty. I mean, he always said if he lost, it would be because of me and my mouth. But it wasn't.
We should identify him as Bernie McIntyre.
Yeah.
Who became a state representative as well.
And senator. But we weren't married when he was a senator. Okay. So that introduction into the world of politics, I found a more legitimate outlet for making change. And Daddy said, it's okay to be passionate and believe in something. But you do it from the inside, not on the outside, throwing stones. I never will forget. I had all the tools, but the anger and stuff after OU just deleted all of it for me. And it was a slow process back because when I got a divorce from my first husband, came back, got a job in child welfare, I said, I don't want any white clients. They were stupid enough. Can you believe DHS? I said, I want no white clients. They didn't give me any white clients.
Department of Human Services?
Uh-huh. As a social worker.
And you didn't want?
White clients. And they didn't assign me white clients initially.
Because of your anger?
My anger.
You didn't want to help them?
Mm-mm.
How long did that attitude continue?
Oh, maybe about a year. Because I wouldn't even go to lunch with the white workers. I wouldn't talk with them except to have to answer questions and stuff. But my good friend today, Meredith Anq, was just determined that, oh, no, you're not going to come here and isolate yourself from us. She stayed on me. You're going to go to lunch? No. She kept talking to me. And finally, I was able to let all of that go and get back into liking people and choosing people not by the color. I understood what Martin Luther King said, not by the color, whether it was white or black. but by the content.
So then in summaries, it was reverse discrimination on your
part. It was. Oh, yeah. They used to say I was a racist, and I proudly said I am. And so, mother them, it drove mother.
Some people.
Okay, I was going to tell you. You knew she was going through all this then, didn't you?
Yeah.
And how did that affect you? How did that make you feel?
I kept hoping and praying. My thing was, you know what? All people are not that way. All whites are not that way. Think of all the people who marched with Martin Luther King. Think of the ones who were killed.
Yeah.
Because they were more. So you can't do like we used to feel that they classify all blacks as the same. They put it all in the same category, mm-hmm. you know. But you can't do that. People are not all the same. We're all individuals. Everybody has its own individuality.
Yeah.